Despite the numerous citizen complaints, the 2012-2013 grand jury report states had been received, the only one that was detailed within the final report involved the City of Riodel and a recently released investigation report into the Public Works Department conducted in 2009. The investigation report was effectively buried by the city, and its very existence was denied by then-City Attorney David Martinick in response to public record requests filed by this reporter and the RiodelTimes.com that spanned 3 years before court action finally forced its release, although heavily redacted. The timeline of activities involved in the investigation report and its fallout coincide with the sudden departure of then-city manager Nancy Fleming in July of 2009 and the long administrative leave and eventual resignation of then-Public Works Director James Hale. A whistleblower complaint sparked the investigation into allegations of impropriety that allegedly had been going on for a long time. In February of 2009, Floyd Stokes of Stokes & Associates was hired to look into the allegations of questionable activities in the Public Works Department. The investigative report included 28 separate allegations, which included drinking in a smoking pot while on duty, destruction of property by driving a public works vehicle into a City Park Play structure while drunk, harassment of employees, theft of city property, allowing public works staff and equipment to be used for the personal benefit of select individuals, including the installation of sidewalks at their homes using public funds, and more. A number of the allegations that were substantiated were described as possible felony-level criminal violations that involved Hale and other individuals whose names were redacted out. The report that was eventually released by the court was heavily redacted of the names of individuals who had been listed by Stokes as having received the stolen property, benefited from the use of public works staff to perform work on their personal property during work hours, or the local politician that benefited from the use of public works staff who hung political signs for their campaign at the direction of Hale. Additionally, the names of others that were listed in the investigation as being complicit in the activities were redacted, such as the building inspector who knowingly allowed Hale to build a garage without any paid permits, or the city official who discouraged the whistleblower from reporting the allegations. According to Stokes' report, a city official whose name was later redacted, quote, discouraged employees from relaying the above-mentioned issues to the council, stating that these discussions needed to be kept in-house, end quote. The whistleblower reported to have been told, you better watch yourself and you better tread lightly by the city official. A total of 44 individuals were interviewed for the Stokes report. The allegations investigated involved many other parties as witnesses, as participants, and as city officials. Numerous people knew of at least some of the allegations that were investigated, including the public works staff that worked on Hale's personal property, as well as other people's property during business hours, and the redacted individual who reported during their interview that they confronted Hale about this issue in 2007 or 2008. The city received the investigation report in early 2009, but never disclosed its existence or any of its very serious findings to the public, despite the untold amount of public funds that were involved. Attorney Paul Nicholas Boylan specializes in First Amendment and government transparency issues. He served as an adjunct professor at the University of the Pacific, McGeorge Law School, and as a visiting professor of law at the University of Poitiers in France. Boylan, who was instrumental in securing the release of the public records in Riodel, states, quote, the importance of reports like the Hale Report is that they reveal the extent and the depth of problems, including who is both directly and indirectly responsible for the poor conduct of the people's business. A partial report that points the finger at only one person could be using that person as a scapegoat to protect others from scrutiny and criticism. Revealing only part of such reports to the public allows agencies to take half measures to solve problems, which means the problems investigative reports show can't really be solved or remedied. Only complete reports inform the public of the true picture and put pressure on public officials to take full measures to solve the problems investigative reports reveal, end quote. The redacted report does not allow the residents of Riodel to know if any current or past city staff or council members were benefiting or complicit, or whether those that benefited are still in a position to take advantage of city resources. The complaint filed with the grand jury requested that they use their authority to review an unredacted copy of the report to determine whether or not other current or past public officials were included. There is no mention in the grand jury report that they ever read an unredacted copy. The grand jury report confirmed the findings of the investigation. Quote, the grand jury agrees with the complainant and the Stokes report that felonies were apparently committed, end quote. The city reported to the grand jury that they had sent the investigation report to the district attorney's office for review, but they declined to pursue the matter, as Rio Del reported it would deal with the employees involved. However, an email received by this reporter in October 2012 from District Attorney Gallegos stated that his office was not aware of the report prior to 2012. Hale resigned from his position with the city at some point near the end of 2009, and the city has not pursued or recovered any of the public funds involved as far as the public has been informed. The investigation report outlined tens of thousands of dollars in missing equipment, property, staff time, and more. The city also spent over $35,000 in attorney fees and expenses to keep the report from being released to the public. The redacted Stokes investigation report, as well as other related documentation, can be read at the RioDelTimes.com website. The grand jury final report is available at the Humboldt County website at www.co.humboldt.ca.us. Stay tuned for more regarding the grand jury's final report. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.